Eli, are you going into this, are you expecting that this last, that this game against the Jets will be your final big tune-up?
I don't know what the game plan is for how much we'll play these, in the last preseason game. But I know, we will play a good bit in this one. And so, we're going to keep working this week in practice, try to, make improvements. And hopefully, the good things we've been doing in practice will carry over into the game.
Eli, how much do you think game planning is actually going to help smooth over a lot of the things we might be seeing right now?
Well, hopefully it'll help. We still got to perform better. So it's, no matter how well you game plan, it's still the execution on the field that is the most important thing. And so we know we got to perform at a higher level and make some plays that are out there and be more consistent.
When you had a chance to go back and look at it, what did you see, go wrong, and why do you think you guys sort of stumbled a little bit?
Well, they did some good things. The Colts did, so you got to give them credit. They had a few good looks that got us, and then we just missed out on a couple opportunities and had some chances to hit some big plays down the field that we didn't capitalize on, and just our third down wasn't as good. So each play there's its own reason for not being as not playing as well as we need to. So that's the thing about football. If one guy makes a mistake or does the wrong thing or gets beat, the play good chance play is not going to work. So all 11 guys got to be working together out there.
You mentioned the other day there were three plays downfield and you felt them very close. Obviously, the one to Cruz you can really count as completion.
Right.
And you mentioned one to Jernigan, another one to Victor. Is that correct?
Yeah, one to Victor. I overthrew Victor over the middle. Second down call. Would have been a good play. So that 100% on me. You got to bring it down and hit an open guy.
And there were two to Jernigan. Which one was the one?
The second one. I thought, he had a step on him, so I gotta put it, make it a catchable play. We gotta hit that play.
Eli, I appreciate that you want just general improvement across the board, but what is the absolute one top priority that has to improve for this offense to get going more than other things?
I really don't think there's just one thing. I think. We got to start playing together and everybody doing their assignments and just getting a great rhythm for the offense and what we need to do. So I think it's just a matter of we're doing good things in practice. We just got to it seems like there's still mistakes and some things we got to correct in practice as well. But the things that we are doing well, we got to make sure those continue to carry those carry over to the game.
You talked about the overthrow to Victor being that one being one you sailed a little bit. There was a couple others that seemed to be off target. How much of these were you just missing on some throws, and how much were maybe is it timing or guys just not completely being on the same page yet?
They had a couple pressures, so we were in a bind where they had bringing guys that we weren't accounting for, so trying to throw it quick before the pressure got there. So those are the things they I got to do a better job seeing the pressures beforehand and get us into better plays. They did a good job disguising some things. So just a matter of got in some bad circumstances.
Is it frustrating or encouraging that the third string and the second string seems to be clicking a little bit with this offense? The system seems to be able to work.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's always good. Those guys, some young guys are stepping up. The other groups are moving the ball and scoring points. So it's good to have some excitement and win the game. But that first group we gotta get better. We gotta perform better and start doing our jobs.
Do you think that because they're so new in the league generally, that it's easier for them to adapt to the new system, and maybe you guys are a little more used to other ways?
Well, I think we have
jarring.
We have enough new guys where it's just it's not the system, it's just the execution. So there's opportunities there. It's just we got to make some plays, and we got to do a better job on some other things to give us a better opportunity to make the plays.
Was that the best you think Ryan has played in the limited opportunities that
he played? Well, had a couple big drives, had a big 2-minute drive to drive down and win the game, 4th and 16, a couple other plays. So it was good. He played well, seemed he had a good rhythm, and stepped up in that situation being down and scoring, so that was good for him.
He's obviously a different style of quarterback than you are. Do you guys schematically, are you guys doing the same thing when he's in the game as when you're in the game?
As far as I know of, yes. You can it's kind of, I guess, a more question for Coach McAdoo, but I feel like, you know, he's still going to run the offense. There's no special plays that he has that's not in, you know, that aren't in for me.
What kind of advice do you give him when it comes to, you know, he was playing with the second team, went down to the third team last week. What do you sort of tell him when that kind of stuff happens?
I don't really talk about that. You just, you know, each guy is trying to learn the offense. We're all in there together trying to help each other out, trying to talk about reads or talk about, you know, decisions on and within the offense. So we're all supporting each other.
Do you think you guys can kind of make dramatic progress in 3 days
of
practice?
Well, it's not just 3 days, but, you know, yeah, we can make progress. We've gotten better each week in practice and doing things. We've just got to carry that over to the game. And still, we're going to keep getting a better feel for just all the nuances of the offense and tweaking things, so we'll be in a better place to make some plays.
When the season rolls around, will you be game planning a lot more so that things could be very different?
Well, I think even this week we'll game plan a little bit more. The other weeks you kind of have one day where you're looking at the opposing defense. You're really just trying to run your base plays. And even this week we'll be, you know, kind of looking at Jets all week, practicing plays that are designed to go in, you know, versus them. And so, hopefully that'll help some. But just really, we just got, you know, it's just a matter of winning our individual battles and playing smart football.
If the improvement or if the progress isn't made this week, are you opposed to playing in that final game? And what are your thoughts on playing in that final game?
You know, that's for Coach Coughlin. So we'll worry about this week and worry about going against a good defense and a good team in the Jets. And it'll be a good challenge for us and see where we stand.
When you went into the installation of this offense, at this point in time, are you behind or right around where you expected to be or ahead?
You know, I feel good about what we're understanding the offense. I think now it's just a matter of kind of taking that next step and just knowing, all right, here's a play call. Let's get, you know, now how do you get the better plays or how do you get the better concepts based on what the defense is doing? So just playing the game faster and thinking everything through.
Last question. Any more questions?
You're able to realize why people are a little freaked out about preseason and the offense so far. But, I mean, I know you seem very calm and confident. But.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've ever been a great preseason team as far as I remember. So, I know how things are going in practice and what we're capable of doing. We got improvements to do for sure, but we got a little time and we're going to keep working on those things. I've seen progress over these weeks in practice and kind of some of these concepts we're getting better at, getting a better feel for things, a better timing for everything. So we'll just continue working on those.